I like how Flynn's Arcade is trying to get free stuff. That's nice of him.
Yeah.
What, is he pandering for free from us?
Because it's episode 150. He's like, I heard they're giving away lots of free things tonight.
You heard wrong.
Are you ready?
I'm ready enough.
All right. Flynn's too busy typing to notice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if Squiggy's on. Alpha was paying attention, though.
He's always in this room. That does not count.
He wasn't, though. He wasn't in the room today.
No, I saw him. He was in the away from keyboard zone.
DJ Squiggly now?
Mm-hmm.
Not Squiggy, Squiggly.
Yookly Dookly.
Hey, I'm not going to complain about that. It's the people who completely changed their names, so I have no idea who they are anymore. That's the what bothers me. Like Jared. Except I always recognize that it's Jared. I mean, no one else could be Cucker Tarlson.
That one makes me laugh every time.
It's one of the few that I can actually say on this show.
His names are always wacky, even the ones I don't get. Yeah. I just chuckle because I'm like, I don't know what the man gun is. For the longest time, I had no idea who Bill Hall was, and then I met him and I was like, okay, I get it. Oh, this week's clue, Craig, is too obscure for anybody who isn't me.
I know, that's why it's gold.
All right.
It joke is super inside.
Oh, that that's beyond inside. That story changed my life, don't get me wrong, but...
It was a joke just for Ian.
Yeah, it worked. I'm more excited to see what kind of crazy guesses that people are going to make.
I know they're not going to guess that pie.
Oh, unless this is the first ever episode that Jared's listening to. It's unlikely.
All right, are you ready to kick this off? It is 9:00 in the O in the PM.
Yeah, it seems fine. I just wanted to make sure you included the Deadpool dailies this week.
I think I remembered.
You did.
All right. Look at
me. Sounds good.
Ah, crap. I just remembered I left all my comic books at work. Dang. They announced new Hanna-Barbera crossovers. There's another Top Cat coming out. He's teaming up with Superman. There's Magilla Gorilla with somebody. Huckleberry Hound is with Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And somebody really weird. Oh, Yogi Bear is with Deathstroke.
At that point, I'm out. That's just wrong.
Hey, anything that has Top Cat in it, I'm totally on board. I had to buy one comic today because it featured Frankenstein Jr. Good deal. Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the mega episode 150. It's so mega, we left out anything special.
We had no room for anything special, it was just too mega.
It's too mega. It's the Puzzle Warriors 3, the world's greatest podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest, and we think the only podcast about Marvel Puzzle Quest. If there's more than one, we might not be the best.
Yeah, we will retract that just in case.
I'm the only one with me as always, KS72, StiggyB15, it's Craig, it's Ray, it's Ian. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Word to everyone's mother.
Nice. This is the week of July the 18th through the 25th of the 2018s. And man, summer is flying by. Flying.
Man, I don't know. This last week has taken a very long time for me.
Really?
It's not flying by. No.
Bad days at work?
Well, that too. But I'm waiting on the Tesla. It's, you know. It's It's taking super long.
You going tomorrow?
Friday? No. Monday.
Monday. Oh, man. The whole weekend you got to wait.
I know. Exactly.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, man. But you get two road trips in 1 week.
Yeah. Two trips to Pittsburgh.
Two trips to Pittsburgh in 1 week. That's true. That's good times.
That's juicy.
Do love Pittsburgh.
Second one being even better because it will include Craig and I.
Yeah. Ian, is there any reason why you're in town tomorrow? In this town?
I could be, but no. There's no plan to be.
Okay, if you're in town and super bored, or I suppose if Ray wants to convince the other crew, the tomorrow is our yearly Wingfest challenge at the State College Borough. So if you show up, and I think it's, I don't know, $5-6, you get like one wing of every type that is made for the contest, and you get to vote on which wing is your favorite.
Oh, what time?
thinking it's 11:30 to 1:30 or 12 to 2, something like that. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it in my emails.
I suddenly have this strange feeling that my grandparents or that my parents suddenly want to watch Owen tomorrow. Although I feel like that was a real juicy bit for local news and you wasted it at the top of the show.
It did because
Tell me again during local news. I'll tell you if I've decided one way or the other.
Okay, good, because I have to log into my work email here to search for it because I have deleted it, so it's not so easy to find on my phone.
Is this something I should have heard about, or is it just something for people downtown that?
No, it is. We have not stopped the public from ever coming. It's just, you know, we don't really advertise it because it's a fundraiser for the United Way.
Yeah, so why would you ever want to advertise that? I mean, that's just...
I don't know.
Freeloaders.
All right, I have the information in front of me. I will read it later during local news. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. Jumped it. I don't know where I'm at. Deadpool Dailies, that's where I'm at. Today is a green Doc Ock. Tomorrow is a green Sleeves. Insert music here. Friday, yellow BDSM. Saturday is a yellow battery. Sunday's a black fist. Monday's a blue rag. Tuesday's a green clan member. And Wednesday is green Pietro.
I got to pull this script up.
Longtime listeners should have followed all of that.
First off, what music is Green Sleeves?
It's a song. Green Sleeves. It's an incredibly famous song.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, once you play it, you will immediately recognize it.
Okay.
Do not worry about that. You just don't recognize the title. And then maybe during Yellow Battery. Can you get the three chimes for Duracell? Gotta put those in there. Ding, ding.
I like that. The clan member, I get it now that I'm looking at the script, but
right.
Looking at the character, I went, wait, what?
We will just have to assume that her middle initial is also K.
That's right. What I'm going with. Or it's like Catherine. Right.
And we'll also have to understand that this list is incredibly boring, and Craig reads it every week, and sometimes he just needs to treat himself to a little something wacky.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, over in your 5-day, 4-star courage of the Titans. On the 12th, we had Elektra.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see her.
She's Elektra.
She's Elektra. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Sure thing.
How'd that go for everybody?
She did well. The presence of Blade Strike Tiles made her normally ineffective double cross, very effective.
Yeah, it's really nice of him to put those out there for you.
Yes, he was very helpful. He sped things along, and that went in my favor.
Nice. Yeah. My champion Elektra, not a problem.
Yeah, I don't even think I even did the Black Power. Like, I think I killed him without even bothering.
Oh, I definitely used her, what is it? Shadow Step, I think? Yeah. I definitely put that out there. It wasn't the game changer, but yeah.
I mean, that lets you go 60 feet from one period of darkness, one place of darkness to another.
Yeah.
It's very important. That power is something else. On the 17th, we had Kingpin going down. He bowled a 300 game for me. What did he do for you?
Success yet again.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually close. It was my test run, so I was like, can I handle this? And I was like, yeah, it's Luke Cage. That's tough in my mind, forgetting that Luke Cage is 3-star Luke Cage is crippled by the AI and their inability to use jab cross effectively.
That is true.
So that helped. And then being able to keep his yellow at bay with Kingpin's purple was enough to get it done. I mean, I only had like 1,000 hit points left by the end of the fight. But I made it. I think the key for me was gotta let those countdown tiles do their thing. They're far more effective
Use the black power.
Than the pokey finger.
Yeah, especially not when you're fighting just one person.
Right.
You don't need the AoE attack. You just let them do their stuff.
I saw on our Alliance Facebook page that some people actually had a bunch of trouble with that because I don't know why. I guess Luke Cage got his powers off, but some people had some issues. I did not have any issue myself. Yeah, it was not a problem. I got two of his yellow powers that I can't remember the name of.
Yep.
I got two of those off, and yeah, it was done.
Yeah, I just matched a bunch of purple, fired the purple to get me yellow, and then just let those thugs come out and shoot Luke Cage a lot.
Yeah.
All right, number next on the 22nd is good old X-Force Wolverine, which I hear is up against the worst character in all of Marvel, Scott Summers.
That is very likely. They are longtime romantic rivals.
It's true.
I'm optimistic, but We'll see.
No, you should win that.
Yeah. I don't think you should have any problem. With four black at 209, yeah.
I don't think so either, but I don't want to tempt fate.
Sure.
The game will be like, I'll show you. 10 health packs later, I'll be like, I hate you guys.
Now, Cyclops is a dangerous foe. I mean, he does a ton of damage, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But he is the most powerful of the brain damaged mutants.
Over the course of 5 days, I think you have a very strong chance. 12 champed 4-stars, Samurai says. You're up to 12 champed 4-stars.
Man, Ian's like actually playing this game.
That last event gave me all the Nick Fury covers I could ever want nice. To make him a champion.
Man, look at him. A bunch of them even have supports attached to them.
Oh, yeah. If I play the people on a regular basis, there's no reason not to just slap a support on them.
Ah, crazy.
Yeah. I got a surprising number of supports.
I think I'm using 3, and sometimes they do stuff. I don't really
know. Yeah, anybody who's not a 2-star that gets daily play during Crash of the Titans, or not Crash of the Titans, but Deadpool daily quest, got a support.
All right. Let's see. Storyland, we got Meat Rock and Groot's running right now. You can get 3. Scott!
Rocky? Janet? Brad?
Dr. Scott. A red ghost, 30 CP, top 50 folks get meh, and 51 to 400 get torch. Growth Industries is still going. If you have not yet finished it out yet to get your ghost, finish it out, get your ghost. Because you're going to need that for shield training ghost, which is still running.
Yeah, so, let's talk about it. Shield training ghost. How far did you get?
I don't know, 3 okay. of them, I think.
I got farther than I, or further, I always get that confused. I got more down the line than ever before. I was able to complete the top section. The only, I have one fight that I wasn't able to complete. I was able to do 4 of the nodes across the bottom and get the 20,000 ISO reward.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, it was impressive.
So how much time is left on that? Is that something I should look into?
I have 14 hours, 47 minutes.
No. Mm. You have more covers than I. My ghost can only be level 131. I think you need to be 160 something to fight.
Yeah, you have to be 160. Oh. You need 8 covers to do the 4th one.
I do not have that many covers.
Sweet sassy molassy. I did not see that much. I've got the 4 ghosts that I expected to have.
Sure. Yeah, I got really lucky on the whichever vault it is that has the ghost cover sitting in it. I got 3 mm-hmm. 3 of those tokens. I spent those tokens and got 3 2-stars, and then I spent the 100 HP because I figured why not? And yeah.
Right.
Boom, got the ghost. So
nice.
That made me very happy.
That is like a phrase, right? I got your ghost?
I don't know. It is now.
We're either bringing it back or making it up.
I'm kind of making it up. I don't know. I think you're supposed to get your goat, but I like getting your ghost. Let's see what else we got. Deadpool Versus is coming up next. That'll get you 3 torch, a green meh, 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Spider-Woman, and 51 to 400 is Hawkeye. Over PvP land, Ray, you got 4 days left.
Yeah, I do.
Mine season is wrapping up. Right now, you get high stakes, which will get you a green blade, a green Don't Call Her Shuri, 15 CP, top 10 folks are Spider-Gwen, and 11 to 50 is Thanos. So there you go. Ian, what you got in the realm of pies?
I tell you a little story about Daiquiri Pie. Not quite as boozy as I'd hoped. But it does offer a good amount of flexibility, which I do like about this pie, because you could very easily swap out the fruit juice and the fruit to create any whatever preferred flavor of daiquiri pie that you would like. Because I guess unless your frozen daiquiri mixer that you're using with this pie comes preloaded with booze, then you should be okay, because, you know, you won't need to be doing any baking. You'll just be making sure everything settles when it's in the fridge. Yeah, so it's just pour some frozen daiquiri mixer and some frozen matching flavored berries along with your whipped topping and your sweetened condensed milk into a graham cracker pie crust. Boom! You've made a daiquiri pie. You are now a culinary expert. And like I said, just make sure that you give it a couple hours, at least 4, into the refrigerator so it sets appropriately. I would go, I don't know, are daiquiris anything like margaritas in that there's a default flavor? Or do you always have to have some sort of fruit?
I think you have to have fruit, don't you? I don't think you can just have daiquiri.
Okay, I'm not sure. I've never explored daiquiris, so I just don't have the information to pass on to the listeners. I was hoping maybe you know more about daiquiris than I did.
Isn't it like a takeoff of the piña colada somehow? That there's a piña colada, but then if you do fruit flavor instead, it's a daiquiri? I don't know. I'm making this up, kind of. I don't know.
I like it.
I don't know about frozen drinks that much, but...
I wish I did. I wish that I had been more...
I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm not sure I've ever actually sampled a daiquiri a day in my life.
See, that's the thing. I wish I had been more comfortable with who I am younger in my life, so I could have explored fruitier frozen drinks when I was younger and not had to pretend that I liked hot Bernie drinks. But now that I am a chunky middle-aged man with no one left to impress, I will tell you more about daiquiris as soon as I go on my next vacation.
The consensus that apparently lime is the default daiquiri.
Okay, so it is very much like a margarita.
I mean, I like lime. I like rum. Yeah. Those are things.
Yeah,
I enjoy both those things. I like cold. I don't know. Sounds like maybe I need to try a frozen daiquiri.
I was going
to
say, I think this just made it on the drinks list for Saturday. Saturday night.
Next time we're on a cruise ship, I'll totally get a daiquiri somewhere. It only cost me like $37.
Unless they're offering daiquiri pie, then you can just cut the middleman and get a little graham cracker pie going on. And so that is, you guessed it, daiquiri pie, brought to you as always by This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie.
Hey, right as the pie segment started, Grinch pointed out something that needs to be said. Don't forget, during the season, so before Sunday, if you haven't yet, use your 5-star gambit. You get a legendary token at the end of the season. I don't care what level he is. I don't care where you use him. Use him somewhere. It'll be worth doing.
Say again?
5-star gambit?
Yep.
Play him once.
Play a PvP. Has to be PvP, I think.
Yeah, I think it does have to be PvP.
Okay.
So play some PvP match.
After the show, before I forget, play one PvP match, including gambit.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. What do I get for that? Doesn't matter. Anything is fine.
I think
absolutely anything is fine.
I think it's correct. A legendary token.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good deal.
I like that. Seems as though Thanos did do nothing wrong. I now support him and everything he claims.
All right. Moving on. Hey, there's new Carol covers. They're pretty sweet.
They are all pretty sweet.
I was pretty excited by those.
I really like the 3-star one the best. That's my favorite.
Is that the one where she's standing in front of the fighter jet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty smoking.
But they're all good. I like all three of them.
Right. It makes me feel good about getting the 2-star one. I'm like, oh, 2-star. Ooh, new artwork.
Yeah.
Is that...
I don't know if these are permanent or not.
Do you know why?
Isn't it the 50th anniversary?
Of Carol?
Yeah.
That could be.
Oh, wow.
And she's got, you know, she's the next movie out, right?
She can kick and stretch and
kick.
She's 50.
50 years old.
Is she the next movie out? I thought there was another movie this fall.
Venom doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
That's not part of this the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That is true.
What about the that animated Spider-Man?
That's not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe either.
I thought they reacquired him.
Not yet. Almost there. That's a Sony thing. They, you know, the last Spider-Man was, you know, in conjunction, but...
Right.
Captain Marvel is March 8th, I am told by UNC Samurai.
Mm.
In conjunction, i.e. good again.
I did enjoy that last Spider-Man movie.
Who'd they get for that?
I don't know. The new Spider-Man guy. I forget his name.
To play Captain Marvel.
Oh.
She's a girl. You've heard her. Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. That's a word.
Should be good.
Okay.
I'm down for a Carol movie.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
I think they did a good pick, too. I think she can do it.
I'm sure. She's way on board for the Marvel.
It'll be much better than Cats.
She was one of the first people who came out and said, it will be much better than Cats. I remember her coming out on the Twitter and saying that Black Panther was the greatest cinematic triumph in human history, and it changed her life and the world forever.
Wasn't that good?
Wasn't it, though?
Good movie. Wasn't that good?
So Ice Knight says that the art is temporary swaps. By the way.
Oh, Boo Earns. You take that back to the shop and you tell everyone to make that permanent.
I do like them. I would be fine with them being permanent.
Yeah. They're super sweet.
I'm not going to say it quite as bossy, but there you go.
moving on. We got a new support, which seems to be the greatest support of all supports. The Quantum Realm support, which seems super amazing at first glance here. See, all perks we are talking about here are level 250, rank 5. Rank number 1, at the start of the battle, there is a 72% chance you will just start the game with 6 purple AP.
Crazy.
Hokey smokes, that sounds really good.
Hold on. I gotta pause for just a second because... Okay, never mind. There are some curveballs happening on the Discord. Again! He just keeps replacing one shirtless dude in underwear gif with a different shirtless dude in underwear gif. It's just...
We're not to the support section yet. Hold on.
It's really disruptive. But in an awesome, like, sad way. All right, you may proceed.
All right, rank 3. The supported character takes 24% less damage from enemy matches.
Ooh.
That's quite a bit, no, isn't it?
It's a lot of percent.
Yeah, I mean, not just, hundreds off the top, but a 24%.
And Samurai busts out a sad-looking picture of Tom Brady. Just remember, that body, right, that you're seeing right there on that screen is banging supermodels and is incredibly wealthy.
Oh.
At rank 5, while you are invisible, the supported character's powers deal an additional 5,567 damage to enemies.
That's a lot of additional damage.
That's pretty sweet. The ghost perk, it says when ghost is healed, which if you recall happens when her invisibility tiles get matched away, there's a 50% chance she'll just make a new invisibility tile. So, man, this support seems way good.
Definitely has some of the best, you know, output numbers-wise as far as percentage of damage and the total damage. So that's a lot. That's like 15,000 damage when she fires her red ability when invisible.
Right.
Assuming she has the support at this level, which she doesn't, but she could.
So that's out in the stores. That started on Tuesday. And was this thing called the Quantum Realm store.
Yep.
Has all your... various and sundry supports in there. The Quantum Realm is in there at 4x odds.
But get in there. It's wrapping up soon. All right.
There's also the Quantum Realm Vault, 120 item vault, currently out there, which has 1 master, 5 advanced, and 9 beginner tokens. You also got your Miles Morales Hero for Hire is going on. 4,800 hero points will get you a Purple Miles, 2 advanced quantum tokens, and 3 beginner tokens. And then you got your Professor X Giant Melon Head offer for 250 CP will get you a Blue Melon Head, a Quantum Master, a Quantum Advanced, and 5,000 Red ISO. There you go.
Awesome.
All right, here's the update everybody who, you know, wants to know about. The final changes to Gambit are, we appear to be here.
Finalized.
Yeah. So some changes have been made since the last time we spoke. Red Power, Aces, and Eights has now gone down from 10 AP down to 8 AP. So now the aces and eights cost 8. So that's nice. They said they changed that because it was too hard to get the bonus damage and AP from destroying charge tiles since the enemy had too much time to match those away. Power cost was reduced to 8 and it now creates 3 charge tiles up from 2. So that's nice. Purple Raging Cajun has not changed since last we spoke. The Black Power Stacked Deck. This is now creating 2-turn repeater tiles. They determined that Gambit could start generating AP more quickly and still have a balanced power doing it this way. So he will make that tile for you at the start of the fight. So starting turn 2, that repeater tile will be kicking in, getting you red and purple AP. All these changes will go into effect when the new season starts here in a few days. And there you go. Changes to Gambit.
Cool. Thank you.
See how it plays out.
Yeah, again, I don't really have a dog in this fight, so I don't know. But we'll wait, and we'll get some feedback here probably for the next week's show, or 2 weeks from now.
Yep, Urs.
My only comment on that is I can't wait to not see Gambit in every fight that I have in PvP.
Sure. All right, for local news. All right, so if you're in State College tomorrow, and you'd like to come to the Borough Building at, what the heck's our address? 243 South Allen? There's a 234 South Allen Street.
You'll get there.
It's on Allen Street. Come to Allen Street. You'll find us.
Yep.
Thursday, 11:30 to 1 o'clock in the lobby. $6 will get you 1 of each flavored wing, condiments, dessert, and a drink.
Ooh.
There'll also be raffling off a lottery ticket tree, $1 per ticket or 6 for $5. All of that goes to support the United Way.
Who made the wings?
Employees.
Oh, this is something you guys made. This isn't like taste a wing from all these local vendors.
No, this
and
is,
see who's is the best.
No, this is an inside the company wing competition. I think last year we had, I don't know, a dozen different flavored wings.
Ooh, that's a fair price for a dozen wings. Plus condiments and drinks.
Yeah, and a dessert. There's usually cake or something.
I'll talk to my family.
I always just get, interested. You know, me being me, I just get, you know, a bunch of plain wings and then I season them with my own seasoning.
Well, you are traditionally gross when it comes to eating.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. My chances of making it as I've planning out my day are diminishing.
Yeah, that's okay. I just figured I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, had I known ahead of time, I would not have already scheduled a appointment for my son and I at the cosmetologist.
Okie doke.
Oh, hey.
That's all. You guys have local news?
I don't, but Parandiac does.
All right.
So apparently Doggy's Wrathskeller had a soft opening on July 11th at 2 p.m. He's following the new Facebook page, but not liking it because of the way the building owners are handling things. So he's hating it from afar.
This is the Wrathskeller, but for dogs?
I don't understand Doggy's Wrathskeller. I don't know.
Is this like Moondoggy from Gidget?
I'm going to go with your former guess is more likely.
Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, maybe they
Martha
just play
Snoop
Dogg all
Wrathskeller?
The time. Yeah, I don't know. Local news number two, the Indigo is closing, so that's three bars in 1 year.
Really?
Oh, snap, the Indigo.
Yeah, see?
There's always a line for that place.
I know. Yeah, I don't know what's going
Man.
On there.
Man, where will the downtown dancing crowd go to dance?
Yeah.
In the streets, baby.
Wow. They'll be hanging out with Mick Jagger and Bowie.
Exactly. Not gay in any way.
No.
What, Indigo? Only on Sundays.
No, Mick Jagger and... David Bowie.
Oh!
Indigo is only on Sundays, yes. But hey, in other local news, I've been told that, you remember, you know how the Autoport used to be Swinger Central? That has now moved to GG's up the street, I hear. So
seriously.
If you're also in State College and you're looking for some swinging action, head on over to GG's.
Check out GG's.
It's kind of a sad story since that's where our wives are tonight.
They're currently upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Out of my porch, but...
All right. I thought that's where they were headed.
That might have been where they had dinner, but they're currently upstairs. I don't know if that's true or not. It's just the rumor I have been told.
Nice.
So, that's all the local news I got.
So, there was a question on the Discord about playing the 5-star gambit to get the reward. And the question was, can it be in a lightning round? I believe the answer is no, because it needs to be in season, and lightning rounds are not part of the season. So you need to play a season event before or during Sunday. There you go.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, it's Matt's Pretty Woman.
Well then, let me tell you a little bit about this 3-star character named Electra. She's very similar to her 4-star counterpart. Her purple is costing 7, and it's a double-double cross. And when she uses it, she steals 2 enemy strike tiles, improves them by 175, and also converts 3 basic tiles into enemy strike tiles, strength 17. So that's pretty good trade. The always popular Shadow Step, which lets you move how far from darkness to darkness?
60 feet.
Okay. But it also costs 10 black AP, and it converts, it makes 4 trap tiles, and if she takes damage, it's negated, and the trap tile is destroyed. It generates AP, and it deals a small amount of damage, I want to say 696. And Crippling Blow, I'm going to have to learn about this, because I don't know if this is different than this. This might be where the big switch is.
Yeah.
This might be what separates her from the 4-star. It appears to do 2,781 damage, create a 4-turn countdown tile, which deals 572 damage every time it ticks down. All right. Much like her older unkillable counterpart, she's okay. She, I mean, she's an easy 3-5-5 just because people aren't usually nice enough to generate their own strike tiles, so you have to fire double-double cross multiple times for it to be effective in any way. But Shadow Step is nice if you want to drag out a match for an extra long time.
It does damage.
It does, I'm saying. That just usually gets... She generates a lot of black AP somehow whenever I have to fight her, and I get frustrated easily.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I'm not going to make any claims that she's a top tier 3-star. She is not. She might be better than a bottom tier 3-star, but I don't know. I don't use her enough, and only became more familiar with her recently during her crash. Do you spec her differently? Do you use her? Do you even have her on your roster?
Well, I've got them all on the roster. I just don't ever use her.
Okay. I wasn't sure because she was so recently sellable for a lot of extra money.
She was?
When they, didn't they rework her?
No.
Or did I dream that? Was that 4-star one? Did she get reworked?
Man, you are asking the wrong crowd.
Okay. I thought at some point in this game's history of me playing it, Elektra received a rework and was sellable for extra cash. I could be wrong.
That had to have been 4-star Elektra. 3-star Elektra's not that old.
Mm.
That's why we're doing this segment with her.
Yeah, why did she appear? 3-stars usually only appear when they have a 5-star to go with them.
Because the Defenders was out or something. Or
Oh, snap, Daredevil 2.
Or Daredevil 2 or one of those shows.
That seems, yep, absolutely. Good cross-promoting there, Craig. I like it.
Maybe part of the reason I never use her is I have her at a 4-4-5. Maybe I should switch her to a 3-5-5 and see how that goes. I don't know. Maybe that black is better than I think. But who knows? Because, yeah, I don't use her. I don't have any idea what mine is. More than likely, that's just how I got the covers for her.
Okay.
Mine's a 4-5-4, level 193.
So apparently it was a comically long time ago. Ice9 said she received a tweak at, like, launch. So, again, that's relatively new for me, but a while ago for our more involved listeners. Okay. So I can appreciate that. So that's what's always sunny in Xandar.
All right, Willie, what's in the mailbag? Let's move it on.
You're in the mailbag.
You sound so defeated. All right, so this week, Willie has some stuff for us.
I've got the usual for you.
First, Dex1138 said props to Ian for using champing at the bit correctly. Most people say chomping at the bit. Those fools are wrong.
All right.
I don't know. I might be one of those fools.
I've heard both.
But Champing is correct. Joe said, glad Ian not only listened to another podcast, but liked it, and it was one from the network.
I'm branching out. What can I say?
Hey, I caught up on Prodigal Sons.
Sorry, dude.
There was a very interesting story on that podcast about, well, I'm not going to get into it here, but about a new app idea. In any case.
Oh, yes. Yes. That is not for this show.
No.
But it was something.
No.
That was one of the better bits.
Joe,
as soon as...
Go ahead.
You also need an app that sells bride sleeping shirts, but...
Joe also said we are 2 weeks away from either America Chavez being on the crash or... the schedule restarting over again. Either way, I'm excited. I would like to see America in the crash. That'd be cool. He also said Doorman is a member of the Great Lake Adventures. Put him in the game already.
In fairness, Dr. Door is who we were discussing.
Yeah, it was clearly Dr. Door.
I don't know that Doorman has his PhD. If he does, then they can battle for supremacy.
Jordan from Jersey says, I had a super busy real-life week, so here are my notes from this and last week's episodes. Pym versus Lang, you're all wrong. Eric O'Grady is the one true Ant-Man. I don't know that name. Is this someone I should know?
9-9.
I've never heard of Eric O'Grady before.
Yeah, if his name is not Henry Pym, he's not Ant-Man. Move on.
I'm going to have to side with Craig for now. He also said, Ghost... I'm really digging her power set. I can't wait to see when she's champed. Neither can I. I actually, the way her powers are working out is amazing, I think. And
I want to wait to get that support going.
Yeah, I know. I really want to get that support. He also said, Civil War, I really dig this event now that I'm on a solid alliance. There's actually a chance of getting some serious rewards. And you did. We pulled off, we got all 6 of the 4-stars, so 3 Ghosts and 3 Nick Furies, plus a legendary token. We didn't get the final prize, the legendary from Team Iron Man, but we did good. I think we did good.
I know, I finished progression on one of the sides.
Yeah. Ian participated.
I got personal progression on Team Cap side, and then I bailed on it so that I could hang out with these clowns.
Oh, and we were down a member, so it was. I think maybe next time we might be able to pull it off. I'm joking. I don't really think we came that close, but
we could have. I really feel like if I had stuck with it, and if we were at a full 20, well, it'd at least be a nail biter next time.
Yeah, again.
Right.
The Lone Magician said, easily the best name for a Puzzle Warriors episode. Well done. I don't know if you guys saw what the name of the episode actually was.
You know what? I'm confident that neither of us have looked, and I'm sad that you called us out, but I don't know what you picked. I was interesting because we collaborated for a while on what it could possibly
and
be.
And then I went with a combo and made it Looking for Ghost in All the Wrong Places. I think that was mostly a Craig suggestion. But in any case,
I don't know. I just throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
He also said, so happy to hear that the Gambit changes might not be so harsh. She's my favorite character right now. So there you go. Hopefully they're more to your liking. Finally, a suggestion to replace Dying on the Vine. Eye health tips to keep you playing MPQ, brought to you by this sty. Sorry, I'll see myself out.
It's a strong try.
FAHQ 1977, as usual, posted some review of Ghost. He said, mildly annoying with the invisibility, but low tier of invisibility characters. You really need 10 red and 10 purple to maximize damage, unless she's the tank. Match damage for 4 stars, won't compete with 5 stars. Well, that's obviously true. But if you are a relatively new player with a lot of 4 stars, she will speed up your PvE nodes, just grab purple, go invisible, and match away. Her clash should be a cakewalk. So there you go. If you're in the 5-star realm, you're probably not excited about Ghost. But if you're doing 4 stars, I think she's a solid character. I agree with that portion or that review. Perondiac, also in addition to local news, said that vacation on the last 2 weeks, so he's hoping to get this in before recording tonight. Success, you got it in before we recorded. But he had comments on the last 3 episodes, so I trimmed them down quite significantly because he posted a lot. But he says that the new character Ghost is going to be going to get abused with the invisibility teams. He said, Always Sunny in Xandar, when we talked about Clint, Hawkeye's pink power. Is the one that's worth his salt, plays him with Carol and Gray Suit for fun. 2-star mandatory is always paired with Magneto. I think that goes along with what we were saying as well. Ian?
All right, Ray, do you have a second?
Yes.
I need to jump in. There's a Discord emergency.
Uh-oh.
I know you're busy doing your segment.
Exactly.
And I think Grinch McScrooge just saved the day, but new listener / serial podcast listener Blue Bomber was under the impression that I was Craig and that you two were mystery characters. So I wanted to both thank Grinch McScrooge and Ian is just Ian.
He wishes he was Craig.
Yeah. Wooly is Craig and Chaos 72 is Ray.
Okay.
Who's Joe?
Is Leonard.
Before we had any actual listeners, we just made him up as a fake listener. He's also Craig.
Now you're just confusing him.
I know.
Now you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, just trust Grinch McScrooge on this one. He knows what's up.
On to finish up Perondiac's comments. Ian, pronunciation of Dawdle as Dawaddle kills me. I don't remember that. But
I don't either. What were you talking about?
Ian, do you have any idea?
I don't.
Okay. Uh-huh. Could you say Dawdle for me?
Dawdle? Dawdle? Okay. I could say... Dawdnum? They sound similar.
Dawdnum?
That's not the same thing.
Don't Dawdle on your Dawdnum.
Finally, in the World Cup Croatia, and I lost $200 because France won. You put $200 on Croatia? $200 on Croatia?
I bet the payout must have been tremendous if you'd have won that.
I bet it was.
I hope so. I was going to say, it was either in a casino or whoever he bet gave him good odds. I mean, if you're going to put $200 on a team that is 0-6 against France in the finals, Jiminy Christmas. I like an underdog as much as the next guy, but that is just reckless. I love it. Classic Perondiac.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off. Horace Grant Glasses said, I am so sick of all the new characters coming from movies. I just want to mention that because, really?
Right. Ghost has been fighting Iron Man for years in the comic books. She's not that new.
Well, and she's not a she in the comic books, if I remember right.
Right. She is a dude.
Yeah.
I expect it. And actually, I kind of, I don't see it as a problem. I don't know why it would, why it makes you sick. I would like for you to expand and convince me of your argument.
I think he wants more classic comic characters.
Like Ghost?
No, like Dazzler or Namor or the ones that are good.
But yes, in the comic, she's the man, starring Channing Tatum and Amanda Bynes.
All right, finally, the wall of text from D-Wing, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
He says, the future is not, nor has it ever been, on its way from California. Although I could argue this, I was really only speaking about my Tesla, so. he also said, Craig's lament over the waste of 2 minutes of his life means he now understands how Ray feels every time Craig sends the show careening off the rails.
Well, it happens once in a while.
And in reference to the new show that Craig keeps talking about, he thinks that quote-unquote determined means obliquely interested.
That could be. I am going to do this one of these days.
And the threat continues.
Hey, speaking of a minor derail, so Ian, I saw some great stats today on the Le'Veon Bell situation. It turns out in all the games he has played for the Steelers, there's like 166 of them or some such, right?
Sure.
If you take those games and look at the average team score, and then all the games that he did not play in, and look at our average team score, the score is exactly the same.
Sure.
So there, I'm not in, that implies, in the least bit concerned. That's on the argument side of, you can take your $20 million you want and suck it, because we score the same amount of points whether you show up or not.
Right. Nope. I'm not in the least bit concerned. I am. I want him to sit out half the year. And
give up $900,000 a week in paychecks?
Yes, and go fresh into free agency. Yeah. I'll be pumped,
man,
when he is on a different team.
I don't know how you can decide you're going to give up $14 million. That's a lot of $1 million to not take home with you.
When you see that quarterbacks who aren't risking their health nearly as much as you are getting paid $130 million,
yeah,
you gotta either make outrageous demands or...
That's the market.
Yeah, but you got to try to shift the market in your favor. So I respect him for that, but I have no interest in him as a player anymore.
All right. Are we out of mail?
No, not quite.
Okay.
I just want to finish up with D-Wing. He said, how on earth did Ian have anything resembling expectations regarding Kenan Thompson's stand-up comedy?
He's a comedian. I thought he had some amount of skill in that area. It did not occur to me until he was performing that I was like, oh, he does not come from stand-up. He is... just an actor that blundered his way onto Saturday Night Live.
And he makes faces.
I should have, yeah.
Well, it's
I
the same face.
I my expectations, but I just thought, maybe.
He is one of my favorites on SNL. He livens up any skit.
Because he doesn't even have to talk. He just needs to make those faces.
Yeah, yeah, that is, well, but when he talks, they're not dumb lines. They're good lines as well, but.
I mean, making good lines, making good faces. Ooh wee! What up with that? What up with that?
Man, I missed that skit.
That was a great sketch. Lindsay Buckingham.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. Lindsay, forgive me, Lindsay. I'm sorry. However, what you doing, playa?
If the last year or two has taught me anything, expecting much out of SNL doing stand-up, anyone from SNL, man, you just got your expectations too high.
Yeah. For sure.
He also said, Ray's reaction to Arts Fest was Hall of Fame worthy. Don't remember the last time that I was so pro-Ian as during the Archangel reprimand of Craig.
Sweet. I like to score a point every now and again.
Gifting your postal carrier is absolutely still a thing. All right,
I don't buy it.
I'll have to get on that, I guess. I don't know. The year I had a hot letter carrier, that is a Lifetime movie waiting to happen. And, Ray edited that one. And I left this in because he always takes a guess as to whether or not it was edited. Normally he is correct. And in this case, again, he is correct. I did edit it, but only slightly. It was really on last time. So only slightly.
Only slightly. Only slightly. But
In any case, there you go. That is all Willie has. Thanks, Lumpy.
All right, I got to rewind a minute because I missed something in news.
Oh, okay.
Release notes for 157 came out.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
So are you sitting down? Because there's a clue.
There is a no, and I have not deciphered it yet.
I haven't seen it.
All right, the clue is mind and matter. I mind that Dazzler is not in this game yet, and she totally matters. So clearly, Dazzler.
I hope it's Kitty Pryde.
I think it should be somebody like super stupid, like Molecule Man.
I'd be down with that.
Since he uses his mind to change matter. Or, you know, somebody extra dumb, Matter Eater Lad, he's in DC, though, isn't he?
I'd be way into that.
I think he's on DC,
he's
though.
He's so goofy looking. Is he?
Is a Matter Eater Lad a DC substitute superhero?
Oh, I don't know. He's someone I've heard of. Spoiler, it's not Molecule Man.
It could be Molecule Man.
Right. I think it's wide open at this point.
Particle Man. That's whatever Particle Man.
I honestly hope it's the leader, but it's not.
Is it the guy with the big green head?
Yes.
Nice.
It's Hulk's smart arch nemesis.
Yeah. Hey, and if you're not reading Immortal Hulk, go get Immortal Hulk. It's real good.
I hear that.
I like it.
Not just from Craig.
Yeah, real good. The other things in 157, when Wiccan's Chain Lightning destroys a column consisting of an enemy special tile, the next column it targets will be a column that has not yet been targeted before during that instance of the ability being activated. So that should slightly increase your chance of actually getting more than one column destroyed. Chain Lightning will destroy a maximum of 8 columns per activation. Because, you know, sometimes it would zap the same column twice and then...
Sometimes. It was like 50% of the time. Yeah.
Wiccan's magical barrier can no longer heal Wiccan when he's been tossed in the air. Because just like we know, everything breaks when you're in the air. I'm not sure why he can't heal if he's in the air. That seems strange. Wasn't there like a weird superhero that lost all of his powers if he wasn't always in contact with the ground?
I'm sure there is.
He was, you know, some earth-based something. He had a really low center of gravity, but if you could get him off his feet, then, you know, you could just whoop him at your will.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah. Anybody out there? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
You seriously going to wait for an answer?
I don't know. All right, moving on.
Right on.
What are we doing? All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump you up.
Your clap is too fast.
I'm sorry.
You got to finish saying pump before you clap. You're like, we just want to pump. And I'm like, no, I'm not there yet. We're not there yet. But I will tell you about some boosted characters this week. 3-star T'Challa flavored Black Panther. I love that character. His
T'Challa flavored Black Panther?
Yeah. As opposed to the King of Wakanda.
Does he come in other
Infinity
flavors?
War. Yeah. Two others specifically. But this one has some strike tiles, some yellow strike tiles that do a good bit of damage, and even more so if you have a bunch of team up AP. Is that what that's called? And then his AoE also does a good amount of damage for a 3-star. So if you combine the two, things are looking good. Hey, he also puts out protect. What's that?
Hold on. AV Gots for the win, by the way.
Okay.
The character I'm thinking about is a Greek mythological figure called Antaeus.
Really? That's what you were thinking about?
Yeah.
Got confused with a potential Marvel character?
Well, it's a guy he wrestled. Well, he fought Hercules, and Hercules is a Marvel character. Anyway, as long as he was in contact with the Earth, he couldn't be beat. So Hercules had to, you know, pick him up and take him away from the Earth, and he whooped him.
Like, just lifted him up slightly, and all of a sudden he was like, I have lost!
Yes.
And body slam.
Yeah, but then he got better once he was slammed. You gotta just keep juggling him in the air until he dies.
Oh, like, look, somebody's even posted a link that he was actually in a Marvel comic. Look at that. See? Young Allies number 16 in the summer of 1945.
Oh, well, of course.
I mean, who hasn't read that issue?
You were just reading that the other day, I'm not surprised.
I mean, I bought that one on the newsstand.
On your way down to the Piggly Wiggly?
That was on my way down to the Piggly Wiggly. I had to pick up Miss Sarah. I don't know. I don't know what that woman's name is in that movie.
Yeah, you need pump the brakes, dude. We've gone too far off the rails. Let me just tell them about Daywalker.
Ah, I do that.
/ Blade. The one that we do know is in this game.
Daywalker.
When he's not busy losing to Elektra. He has a purple attack tile that does a lot of damage. Shoot. All right, everybody drink. Sorry, I don't know the difference between strike and attack tiles. Again, I think attack tiles are the fist, because I think strike is sword. Is there an alliterative mnemonic device there that I should be using?
That is correct.
Yes. So he does have an attack tile that does a lot of damage. He chops you with his sword for a small amount of damage, or he turns red tiles into strike tiles, which do damage eventually. And the more strike tiles he has, the more damage his attack tile does. So there. The Hood, he's awesome. He has no hit points, but when he does have hit points, he is great fun. He reduces the countdown of countdown tiles while doing a little bit of damage, and he does a ton of board shake with a solid amount of damage. And his blue steals AP all the time. Non-stop blue AP, stealing different colors if there's too much of it on the board. The Hood is awesome. If only he had more than 10 hit points.
Yeah, he's definitely the best thief in the game, but like a lot of thieves, you just gotta smack him hard and he's done.
Yeah! Yeah, and it does not take a lot. Good old Hulk. He's good in a lot of combos. He does a lot of board shake. His red power probably does something, but I never use it because I'm always fearful. I'm always too lazy to count how many green tiles are out, and I never want to do damage to myself. And his black will not be affected by the boost, but it does put out a lot of green if you're the computer, and it puts out a small amount of green if you are a player. It's nice.
A player.
Sorry, I was mid-gulp. I was like, oh no, I think I'm about to ruin mine and a customer's computer by spraying water everywhere. Whew, I'm not going to take that risk anymore. Oh, and the Punisher, the Dark Reign version. What a bum out that guy is. His redemption.
He can shoot you in the face.
He does. It's great animation, and it has the potential to one-shot you if your health is already low enough, so whatever. But his green does something, and his Molotov cocktail does a little bit of damage, too. I wouldn't recommend him even if boosted. Let's talk about four stars. I'll tell you what I've learned about four stars by reading this state-of-the-art infographic brought to you, as always, by spoiler deliverer extraordinaire and my new nemesis, UNC Samurai. Mr. Fantastic is boosted.
Craig
loves that guy.
I do.
His Imaginat should do a good amount of damage.
No, it will never do a good amount of damage.
No, it never will. But it's a fun, very unique ability. I like Imaginat. It doesn't do a whole lot. But he does some heal with his yellow. He does some stun with his blue. He's an okay support character. I think he's been replaced by some better support characters. But at one time, he was great. Rogue's boosted. Hooray.
Oh, Rogue good.
Yeah, I feel like she's great. I can only imagine she's gotten better now that she's boosted. 27,000 damage, that's a lot of damage. That's from her green. She's destroying tiles with her red. She's taking less damage per teammate. Huh. So, yeah, look for her to do a ton of heavy lifting while boosted.
Coming to a new comic, Mr. and Mrs. X, Married Life with Gambit. Coming soon to a comic book store near you.
There you go. Absolutely. She just got married. Gambit's about to get nerfed.
Because he got married.
Yeah, I was going to say. that's some good timing. That's really why the Gambit nerf is coming now.
Mm-hmm.
To reflect that he's dead inside.
Wow.
It's Rogue. I don't know. Maybe she's, maybe he's married to Anna Paquin now. That seems like a bummer.
I'd like to be married to Anna Paquin. That sounds like a good time.
It can't be.
Really?
She seems odd.
No way. Suck it. What's hot? Suck it.
So anyway, Star-Lord, the four-star version of him.
Suck it.
The legendary outlaw version is boosted.
Suck it.
His countdown punches will do more damage. His look the other way punches will do more damage.
Suck it.
Stop. Stop. Everybody's favorite member of the Fantastic Four, Ben Grimm, is boosted up this week.
Yeah, the ever-loving thing.
Yeah, good old thing. So look for more damage in his red and in his green. He's, again, I feel like he gets a little better when you team him up with other members of the Fantastic Four. And lastly, certainly not leastly, let's talk about Valkyrie, because Ray loves Valkyrie.
I do.
Her red damage is going to shoot up a little bit. I don't know if she will gain any other than hit points, what she's going to gain from boost. But she's already really good. So again, she's another one of those characters that I can only assume is going to be better.
Yeah.
When she's boosted.
I don't think the developers like my argument, but in my mind, she's worse when boosted, because although her damage does go up, one of her main abilities is she throws out a countdown tile that puts a bounty on someone, and if you do X amount of damage, she gives you 4 in your highest or strongest color.
Right.
That X amount of damage goes up when she's boosted, so you have to do more damage to the person in order to get the 4 AP, so it's actually makes it more difficult to use that power.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm hoping that the damage she gains from the boost is proportional to how much more damage she has to do to the characters to gain the benefits of putting a bounty on them. I feel like a lot of the developers are good at math.
Yeah, her damage is definitely increased to do that. Generally, on the teams that I use, she's not the one doing damage.
Right.
So that makes the difference. But that is absolutely correct. If you are using her, especially her red, she's going to be doing more damage. So it is going to work just as well.
I was confused by the infographic, and I'm like, why is Roy's Veritech fighter on this thing? And then I got it.
Okay.
It's the whole class of things are called Valkyries.
Okay. So this is Samurai's pick of the week as far as the boosted characters go. Why not team that Mr. Fantastic thing and Star-Lord up? Because Star-Lord's going to make everything cheaper except for Imaginat. But between Mr. Fantastic's Protect and Things Protect and Star-Lord's Countdown, you should see all of your powers working with really good synergy. He also recommends saving the Yancey Street special till the end of the game because of the amount of tile destruction it does. The chances of you blowing up your Imaginat and all your good countdowns are high.
Mm.
I just wish the Imaginats would stack so that they could actually do some damage. Because they do so little, so you should get the damage from all of them if you have more than one out there.
I hear you. I feel like I'm not even going to risk suggesting that someone got a rework. I was going to say, I feel like Mr. Fantastic already got a rework. I don't know what happens when characters get 2 reworks. So let's hold off on the Imaginat stacking for now. But I do like what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I approve of your suggestion. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's this week's boosted characters.
All right, carry on. It's all you.
Oh, snap. Is it time for our Ian and Ray support group?
Yeah.
Oh, well, welcome to Ian and Ray support group. Ray, is there something you'd like to share this week?
It is. I have something for the group. This week, in-game
Hi,
support.
Hi, Ray.
Nice. This week's in-game support is Lucky, the pizza dog. So I do have a Lucky pizza dog support. Put him on my Kate because that's where he goes. And let me tell you what he does. Rank 1, the 1-star version, any damage from enemy powers is reduced by 47, which is not a lot. If you have it all the way up for 250, it reduces powers by 495 damage. That is also not a lot. So, rank 2, let's move on. When a friendly special tile is matched, there's a 12% chance to heal the supported character for 102 health. That goes up to a 65% chance at level 250. For 1,000 health. Again, not a whole lot to write home about on that one. rank 3, when you make a match in the team's strongest color, there's a 7% chance of improving a friendly strike tile by 19. That goes up to a 34% chance to increase the strength by 203. So 203, now we're talking. But again, it takes a long time to get to level 250. Rank 4, the supported character's critical tile multipliers increased by 0.3. That slowly works its way up to a 1.4 multiplier increase. If my memory serves, which she was just boosted, does she create critical tiles in any way? I'm not aware of that. Maybe I missed it, but
boy, I don't know, but now I really want to put that dog on Thanos with him, and I've got America going, man. I'm making all those critical tiles.
Yeah, yeah, I can
see
that.
Good damage.
Rank 5, the supported character's base purple match damage is increased by 18, which works its way up to increased by 184 damage. So that could be significant on someone like Thanos. And finally, the special, if on Kate Bishop, when Kate fires a power, increase 1 of your Ruthless Precision or Looking for Trouble countdown tiles by 1 turn. As it goes up in level, it does nothing more. That is all it does. Increase one of your countdown tiles by one turn when you fire a power. So
those two specific types of countdown tiles.
Right, right. Exactly. Those
right.
Kate's countdown tiles.
Ruthless Precision or
Looking for Trouble. Which yes. could be significant. That does increase the amount of time that your strike tiles are on board before they get taken off by your countdown.
Ruthless Precision locks down the board or something? No. Ruthless Precision does something beneficial that I can't recall right now.
I'm trying to remember.
Anyway, yes. Increasing the countdown tile is very beneficial in her case.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, not that you could use that on Thanos, but it would be worthwhile to do it there, too. But in any case, that won't work. So, Lucky the Pizza Dog, just like in the comics, I think he's going to have not a great effect. He's more for aesthetics, I think. I don't think he's incredibly lucky in the comic. I don't know. I'm making that up. I've never read Kate Bishop, so I don't know any. I don't know much about her outside of the game. So there you go, Lucky the Pizza Dog. Not a fantastic support. I mean, you know, we just talked about the new support that looks incredible. I think Lucky's on the lower end, so he has been getting none of my red eyes. But
poor Lucky.
Yeah, but overall, definitely a good support for Kate.
All right,
so there you
Ian.
Go. Ian, would you like to share
sharing.
With the group?
Why, yes. One moment, please.
Hi, Ian.
Hi. So, speaking of two other values that Lucky the Pizza Dog may have, and to supports in general, I'm going to tell you a little bit about service dogs. So, a service
not
dog
expecting
is
that
they're a great support. They, you know, anything, any dog that has been specifically trained to help people is a service dog. So it goes, you know, it used to just be the good old seeing eye dog, but now they can help people with diabetes. They can help people with seizures. They, emotional support dogs and pets in general through the roof. They help out with PTSD. They can help people who have limited mobility and, they can be, they can be doubly useful because apparently they can be trained by prisoners. So, if you enjoy shows like Pit Bulls and Parolees, you can see how you can.
So if you need your help. Service dog to know how to shiv somebody, I mean.
No, I think the idea is the dog and the inmate are helping to rehabilitate one another.
Ah.
Hopefully inmates are not.
Okay.
Are not have a Caesar Milan level ability to plant. Like suggestions in the dog to make them like sleeper agents to kill their.
I was just wondering. I'm like, wow. I mean, that's like, you know, you train him on the inside, you send him out down the street, you know, he goes find Freddy the Foot, shivs him.
Right. I mean, the best way to spot a service dog is those green vests they wear. And when they're wearing the green vests, if you haven't been instructed to already, please resist the urge to pet or distract them in any way. They are hard at work helping out the person that they have been paired with. German Shepherds are one of the most popular breeds of service dogs.
Which they're not actually shepherd Germans.
No. They, I feel like they probably did back in World War II. But I'm sure that's not how they got their name. I feel like they were probably, I can only assume they were sheep herding dogs in Germany at some point. But I do not have that information. I just know that as far as service dogs go, German Shepherds are among the most popular breed. That's all I really know about service animals. I'm sure there are lots of ways to support service animals if you'd like, but I don't have that segment in the show anymore, so find your own charity and give them money in their own way. And that's Ian and Ray's support group. Thanks for listening.
Which has a sponsor.
It does? Oh, yeah! This fine. We still haven't worked that part out yet. I'm sorry. I will double time it and have something legit for next week. But in the meantime, thanks, This Fine.
All right, moving on. We're running long. Let's open some tokens.
Yeah, let's do that.
Everyone who's not Ian should go first because Ian takes a long time.
Who's sitting down? Who remembered to open up their Steam account while he was doing that last segment?
Holy this guy. Smokes.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up now? Everybody, drink, just because. All right, a poking wasp right in her shielded eye.
That's daughter of wasp.
Yeah. Ooh, It's a 4-star. Ooh, it's Peggy Carter.
Ooh.
Ooh. She good?
Yeah, she's great.
All right. I'm going.
All right.
Got a 4-star. Huh. Sploits.
Oh.
All right. I don't know. It's as good as a lot of the other ones, so if it's not a new one, it's okay.
All right, I will poke Not Janet in the eye. Gets me a 4-star. Blonde Widow.
Ooh.
Defilade? Yeah.
Is that 2 weeks in a row?
I think it might be.
Yeah, last week you just called it French word.
Yeah. that gets her to a 2-3-3, my Blonde Widow.
Sweet, she's eluding me at the moment. Right. I made her my bonus hero in hopes of getting her at least rostered.
Yeah. Shout out to the OG, this guy.
This guy. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
That's the opening of the tokens.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Well, if you go over to soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, you could easily find a giant selection of excellent podcasts to fill your commutes and podcasting free time. If you would like direct links to the show, you can find them on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can find the entire archive to everything on the network, the soon-to-be-named network, at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Blue Bomber points out these guys lamenting 4-star pulls. I'm trying to champ my 2 and 3 stars. It feels bad, man.
Yeah, we were there. We've been there.
Yeah.
As
you know, having gone back through all the episodes, we were really excited about getting a 3-star Black Panther.
He was good.
He's still good.
Yeah. Anything else for the good of the order?
No, finish it up.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, the social medias, the MPQ forums, or the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. If you want to buy something, you missed Prime Day. That was like 2 days ago. But you could still click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage and buy yourself some stuff. That'll give us a few pennies. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag for whatever holiday is next. That's all I got. So goodbye. And remember, kids, this pie is for eating on the subway. Good night, everybody.
Oh, bye, friends.
Good night. Nobody's getting that.
No.
Nobody.
If they do, then they're talking. They're listening to my brain.
Yeah.
Get out of my head. I'm going to stop recording now. Bye-bye.